yay. I am just uber excited to be here with you guys. As always, I am very excited to be here. We're going to go ahead. Let me make sure my check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We're going to make sure that everything is together because, guys, I am excited. Hi, Dad. This is my father, y'all. I just adopted him as my daddy, okay? This is my daddy. He is Shauna Hall and Rita Hall's father. And since I trained with them, you know, there was the big three. So I had to make sure I came in. I hope you are doing well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Guys, listen, I did not know that the fright of another snowstorm would get Philly in such an outrage. So I went to the market and I got some things, and the lines are from here to East Jublip, and I'm looking at my watch and I'm looking at my cell and I'm like, I gotta go. I have to go. But thank you, thank you, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for allowing me into your homes, and thank you so much for coming in. Listen, we're gonna go ahead and get all of the specifics out of the way so we can start this experience, because I'm just so excited to be here, right? Like, as always. So buckle up, guys. I'm so glad that you are here, and our experience starts now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
I've just been hearing so many things about, you know, people, and it's just scary. So I want to tell you guys to please be safe, but remember who and whose you are in this season. Amen. And to just be able to be here with you guys is just another testimony and another testament of how great our God is. Won't he do it, y'all? Won't he do it? Okay, so we're going to go right in, you guys. So we have to open up the room. We have to get ourselves together. We have to shake ourselves loose so we can go ahead and we can give our Father the glory and the praise. So I'm going to jump right in with this is the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I love you guys so much, and it is nothing you can do about it. Here's Uncle Fred, y'all. This is the day.
Oh,
was Fred Hammond, and I was so grateful all day today. I had a follow-up doctor's appointment, and, you know, as I was sitting there and I was talking to the doctor, and I was just telling them, like, you know, I'm having these lower extremities. Like, my legs have not recovered yet, right? My legs have not recovered. So I'm sitting there, and I'm telling her how it is that I'm feeling and what it is that I'm going through. And then I said, you know what? But to God to God be the glory because I can still talk. Amen. To God be the glory because I am still here each and every Thursday with you guys. I am still here for my family. I am still here for myself. I am still here for my spiritual family. So I thank God for keeping me in the midst of this go-round. So listen, one of the things that I have learned, y'all, is that when you praise God and you thank God and you worship God and you say thank you for where I am, forget about tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow has its own worries and tomorrow has its own problems. But for today, to say thank you, God, thank you for keeping me. Thank you for bringing me through that traffic jam. Thank you for letting me, you know, get inside of the store. Thank you for waking me up. A wake up is not guaranteed. Amen. A wake up is not guaranteed at any given moment. At any given moment, something can happen. There was a family of 13 in the blink of an eye lost their lives in a home fire. And they did not expect that to happen to them. They did not expect to not get up the next day. Things happen, but you have to give glory for where you are. Because guess what? If you can appreciate your now, your Father can give you your next. So take my belief. Take my faith. You can have it. I promise you, I have so much. I have enough. Okay, and I know it says, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed can do so much, but I promise you, I have so much faith that we are going to be okay, that the world is going to be okay, that you are going to be okay, that the person that is listening to this podcast, when the replay comes out, is going to be okay. And if you don't believe it, you can have my faith. Amen. I am a walking, talking testament of God's glory, of God's grace, and of God's mercy. And so if you need some, you can have mine. Amen. Amen. So, okay. So today we're going to talk about learning how to deal with worry and scriptures that go along with that. Amen. This year I've decided, that this year is something that's going to be picked. We're going to pick something. And we're going to date back to scriptures that will help us deal with those things that we are dealing with because we're human. Amen? So today we're talking about worrying. Don't worry. Be happy. Amen? Amen. So go ahead, y'all. Put down in the chat. Rep your church. Rep your church. I am repping Victory Outreach Ministries with Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. as well as Lady Kelly Burke. We are located on 1318 South 52nd Street, right on over there, Port Shonda, on 52nd and Chester Avenue. We have in-house service as well as streaming. The doors are open, and I invite each and every one of you guys to definitely come and worship with us. You can find us. We're on Facebook, Victory Outreach Ministries, for all of your worshiping and prayer needs. Amen. So with that aside, make sure you rep your church. Make sure you put that down on the side of the chat. That's one of the best things that I think have ever seen was rep your church. Rep your church. Amen. And please pray over our pastors. Please pray over our leaders. Please pray over the church. Please pray on the sides of the church because they're your breaking out of the wall. walls and you're going outside of that, pray for your church's block. For everybody that is on that block, pray for the people that is on two blocks over and the people that's three blocks down and the people that's four blocks around. Because remember, we're building a wall. And when you start that prayer and you have that sincere prayer, God, I thank you for my church. I thank you for our location. I thank you for where we are. I thank you for the souls that's going to come in. I thank you. You're speaking that. People say manifestation, but manifestation is nothing but a belief prayer. Amen? Amen. But we'll talk about that later. We're talking about worrying today, because we're not worrying about a thing, because our Father said that he has houses and mansions that we haven't even heard of. Amen? So when we walk this walk, we know in the end we have something wonderful, 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 and amazing to look forward to. Amen? So here it is, guys. We come to praise him. Let's praise him, y'all. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you guys for joining in.
Thanksgiving, and I enter his courts giving praise, and for all of the wonderful blessings, I will forever praise your name.
Proverbs 12 here for you. Or I'll add it in a little later. I just want to make sure that I have it here for you guys. Because I was like, oh, wow. Proverbs 12:25 tells us that anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Amen? So anxiety is a form of worrying, and then we just go all over the place in our minds and our bodies. It's just so out of way. But when we think of the goodness of our Father, when we think of His goodness, when we think of His goodness and His grace and His mercy, we have no time to worry. We have no fear to worry. Amen. And the next one, guys, which is my favorite, or one of my favoriteest ones of all, which is Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on my name and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You want to know what my favorite is? And as I see you guys coming in, hello, everybody. Please say hello to me. Let me know that you guys are here. What I love about this, and let me go ahead and put this down for you guys. What I love about Jeremiah, what I love about this passage is because we know, our chapter is already written, right? It's already written. Everything that we are encountering, everything that we are going through is already here. It's already here. It is already written. It is already put out. So listen, Jeremiah 29:11-12, amen, because that's word. It says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on my name and come and pray to me, and I will listen. So no matter what it is that you are going through, know that our Father has nothing but great things. Hello, sis. How are you? I love you. Thank you so much for coming in. I know that our Father has some great things in store for you. Amen. He'll never put you in harm's way without giving you a way to escape. He'll never, ever leave you out on the ledge alone like man does. Never. Never, never. So if you are worrying about your future, if you're worried about where it is and what we are doing here right now, go ahead and jot down Jeremiah 29:11-12. Because guys, we're learning how to deal with the worry. And we're learning what the word says about being worried and being anxious. Amen. Let me just tell you guys something really quick. This entire time through COVID, I never thought of myself. I never once prayed, God, please heal me. Please help me. Please keep this pain away from me. Please, no. My prayer was for other people. And it's something about when you begin to pray for other people. It's something about forgetting about yourself and praying for other people. Now, remember I asked you guys to pray for Joshua last week. Remember Joshua is an L baby's son that has COVID. And I ask you guys to please pray for him, to forget about yourself and to pray for this young man. I'm trying to follow up to see how Joshua is doing. Jay, maybe if you come in on the Sister Chat, please keep us posted, because Joshua is in our prayers, is in our hopes, and we know that he will be well. Amen. So yes, guys, and you know, just being able to just pray for other people was amazing, like amazing, amazing, amazing. I make it a point to do that. And I have been doing that for some weeks, you know, and honor and glory to my Bishop Paul Umberg Jr. That was one of the things that he said to me. He said, start praying for the church. And I started praying for the church. And the day that I started praying for the church, I picked one person from the church, or one, the band from the church, or a preacher from the church, or just my sister. I say, hey, sis, I love you so much. And before I knew it, so many other people, I'm scrolling up and down my timeline, and I'm seeing that they're needing prayer, and I'm stopping where I'm at, and I'm saying, okay, God, let me call this person by name, because this is what they're going through. I'm in pain, but I don't care. God, this is what they're going through. Please protect them. Please give them peace in their home and peace in their hearts. And no matter what it is, please go to them. And guys, it is amazing. It is amazing. I love being able to come here to tell you guys, because I don't have it all. Amen. I don't have it all. And I'm learning just like you guys. And I love the fact that you guys allow me to just be me. To just be me. I want to thank you guys so, so much for coming in. So that was Jeremiah 29, 11 verse. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come to me. You will call on me and come and pray to me. And I will listen to you. It's just something about being in God's presence that is absolutely amazing. And having that sense of calmness, that is absolutely amazing. Psalms, I love. The book of Psalms is so amazing. The book of Psalms is nothing but love poetry to our Father. And here it is, guys. Number 19, Psalm 56 and 3. That's next. You guys can go ahead and you can jot that off and give it a good check mark, okay? 56 and 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I am worried, oh God, I put my trust in you. When I'm angry, oh God, I put my trust in you. When I am upset, I put my trust in you. When I'm weary, and we know, do not become weary and well-doing, but sometimes we do, and that is okay. I put my trust in you. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm enjoying this, okay? I think I have to find something for next week, okay? The Bible is our blueprint. It gives us what we need, amen? No matter what we need, no matter what question we are waiting for, it is definitely the answer in the good book, in the good book. Amen. So, yes. So that was number 19. So remember, we're counting up. We're going up. That was number 19. So thank you guys so much for listening. You know what? I love Psalms as well. It's just love. It's nothing but love. It's poetry. And it's so amazing that it's in the middle, right? It's in the middle of the Bible. It's in the middle. And it's just, let me just pour out myself to you right now, Dan. Right? Yes, 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 yes. So we are learning how to deal with worries tonight. And I promise you guys that it is all for me too. It is not just for you. This is for me. We are learning together. We are learning together. We are growing together. We are worshiping together. We are giving our Father what He needs together. Okay? All right, y'all. So. And sis, I have another psalm that's coming up, so don't you worry, okay? Let's go ahead and let's see. We're going to go to, okay, I love Kirk Franklin. So let's go ahead. Imagine me being free, trusting you totally. That's with my mind, with my heart, with my worry, with my doubts, with my fears. Y'all, I love you guys so much, and it is nothing you can do about it. Thank you for allowing me into your homes, into your spaces, to worship with you, my bros and my sisters. I love you guys so much. Here it is, Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin, guys.
Thank you. Allow me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
in a place of no insecurities, and I'm finally happy because I imagine me letting go of all of the ones who hurt me, cause they never did deserve me. Can you imagine me saying no to thoughts that try to control me, remembering all you told me? Lord, can you imagine me? What would my mom say? Even what my daddy did, I want to live and not be the patriarch. Imagine me being free, trusting you totally. Finally, I can. Imagine me lying when it was hard to see, being in love with someone like me. Finally, I can. Imagine me being strong, not letting people break me down. You won't get that joy this time around. Imagine me in a world, nobody has to live away, because of your love is gone away. Can you imagine me living the world best, that I have another chance, and I'll be dancing, cause I'm imagine me being free, trusting you totally. Finally, I can. Imagine me lying in a world's hard to see, being in love with someone like me. Finally, I can.
Anxiety and feeling like Amen. And yes, sis, that's right. Amen. Those hands are up. Amen. Definitely. Love, love, love that. So here we are, guys. Psalm 34 and 4. This is number 18, right? We found some excellent scriptures in the Bible. Psalm 34 and 4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Every last one of them, y'all. Every fear. My fear of rejection. My fear of doubt. My fear of insecurity. My fear of security. Which means how I was insecure. Amen. So my fear of security, my fear of purpose, my fear of acceptance, and just being so worried all day about everything. It's something about when you are delivered and when you get delivered from people. Amen. That delivery from people is amazing. Absolutely, positively amazing. Something about being delivered from yourself. I'm like, God, deliver me from me. I'm going to find it. This is my exodus. Deliver me from me, oh Lord, because I'm all over the place. And I need my exodus. Amen? So, yes. So, that was that. Okay. Let's find another one, y'all. Let's find another one. Remember, even though you don't see it, you can always raise the praise. You can always, always, always rep your church. You can always put that inside. Let me try to put my earrings back on. I'm not too sure how it's going to go. Baby just got in time out. She misses me. She's home all day by herself. But she shows violence. She shows violence. Amen? Sheesh. Yes, exactly. Being delivered. Me too. Yes, it's something about that exodus. Amen. This is my exodus. I promise. I will find that and I will put that on before we leave. Amen. So definitely. All right, let's move on. Let's see what another one says. Here is number 17. Number 17. Let me just move this over to the side really quick. Number 17 is Joshua 1 and 9. Joshua 1 and 9, y'all. Joshua 1 and 9. I'm going to pick that up. We're going to discuss it in a second. Baby is back. Joshua 1 and 9, y'all. Let me pick that up so we can go ahead and we can discuss Joshua in a moment. I hope you guys are really loving this. Let me know how you guys feel about this. And if you guys have something that you want to discuss, talk about, look up, we can look some things up, amen? We can look some things up. I ain't a preacher or a pastor, amen, but I know the word and the word is in my heart. And we can do this thing together, amen? So Joshua 1 and 9 is coming up, y'all. But we're going to go ahead and we are going to get into this other experience. That was Kirk Franklin. Imagine me, and y'all, every time it's time for me to get something, I'll be like, ugh. All right, y'all, ain't that just like God? Ain't that just like God to give us a whole 21 plus, I'm sure there's more scriptures to help us deal with worrying. So when we're down and when we're feeling afraid and when we're feeling like, we have a word. Amen. So here it is, y'all. Just by God, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Just thankful for what I've got. I'm a day to die on the one, but I know where my help comes from.
And courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Guys, I'm going to go ahead. Oh my goodness. We have been rocking and rolling, and I have not paid the bill. Let me go ahead and pay some bills, and I will see you guys. We may run a little over tonight, and it is perfectly fine. No worries. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pay some bills. And I'll see you guys in a moment, okay? I love you all, and thank you so much, so much for joining in.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network.
Social media, so you can find us. We are on the know, that is the K-N-O-W, BS Duo Show. We're also under the Sister Sister Chat, and all of my vibers inside of the V-Spot, you guys are also there. And do not forget that we're also on all of your major podcast streaming apps, so make sure you look us up. I'm sure there is an experience that you will just love. Amen. All right, so listen, let's go ahead. We are now going to move over to Isaiah 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. And as much as I want to like go back and forth and put these in, I want to make sure that we get them. Amen. So Isaiah, let me just move this over. I'm going to type these bad boys out for y'all so you can make sure you have them. And I'm going to keep them myself and highlight them inside of my Bible. Yes, I do carry my Bible in my phone with the Bible app, so I'm going to make sure I go there as well. And I highlight and I bookmark these, and I bookmark them under worry. So when I am feeling some sort of way, or I am not feeling right, and I have worry, and worry is coming up, then I can go ahead and I can just go ahead and I can revert back to this, right? I can revert back to this. So Isaiah, y'all, Isaiah 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. Amen. So don't worry. Don't worry. God got us. He got us. Okay. It is nothing new under the sun. He got us. Number 15. The most, I guess this is probably like the most requested or the most looked up. Number 15 goes to Psalm 94:19. "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Guys, I suffer from anxiety. They clinically diagnosed me with anxiety. And it's something that happens when you get diagnosed with something, or they diagnose you with something, right? That then lay on you. It becomes a label. It's splattered across your head. So many people are not looking. But you see it, you're like, it's there. They know that I suffer from anxiety. They know that I may have some panic attacks. They know that this may happen. But through my anxiety and through it all, y'all, those deep breaths and saying, "God, keep me," is absolutely amazing. Because He's a keeper. He's a keeper. And He will keep you in perfect peace. P-E-A-C-E. And He will keep you in a perfect peace. P-I-E-C-E. Because it feels like we're falling apart when we're going through so much, right? Our arm is over here. This arm is over here. Our head is over on the headboard. This leg is downstairs. Our rib cage is four blocks down. And we're just all over the place. And we're like, God. But our Father will keep us in perfect peace. P-E-A-C-E. And keep us in a perfect peace. P-I-E-C-E. So guys, that was Psalm 94:19. The number 14 most looked up scripture on worry. It's Jeremiah. Jeremiah been in here kind of strong. Amen. Jeremiah and Psalm has been in this kind of strong. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." We're going to leave that right there for a minute so we can discuss that. Okay? So we're going to go in and we want to definitely discuss that. Amen. Because that was a lot to take in for myself. That was a lot because it's something about the trees. Something about the trees and what it is that they do. Right? It's something about that. It's something about something about them. So we're going to go ahead, guys. That was number 14. That was the number 14 most requested scripture that is read in terms of worthy. All right, so we're going to go ahead, y'all. We're going to go ahead and we're going to do more. We're going to go to Won't He Do It? Won't He Do It? Okay, you're going to look back and be so amazed. Won't He Do It? Here it is, guys. Won't He Do It?
Stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought of a guy. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got more to supply. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm praying, don't last too long. Cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't He Do It? Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't He Do It? Oh, yes, He will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only His grace. Won't He Do It? He said He would. So I trust Him at all times. I'm about to choose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call Jesus my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause He's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine. Do it. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't He Do It? Oh, yes, He will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only His grace. Won't He Do It? He said He would. So I trust Him at all times.
Yes, honey, because He said He was gonna do it, right? Do not worry, do not be anxious. Afraid, because our Father said He would do it. Won't He do it? Won't He will? Amen. So let's go back, y'all. Jeremiah. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes, it does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Now, I absolutely love the scripture of Jeremiah. Why? Because I feel like, okay, to be planted by water, water is our Father. Amen. One taste and we'll never thirst again. Right? That's word. Right? I am the living well. That's word. Right? So for me to be like a tree that's planted by the living well, He's always there. And me putting down my branches is me taking off everything that I may have and laying it down and allowing Him to work His magic and to flow through me and to keep me purified. And to not worry when a drought comes, because sometimes the water does dry up and it does not, or it appears as if we're not getting what we need. But one thing about a plant or one thing about a tree is those roots run deep. And as that water is going through roots, it is something that is stirring up for such a time as this. Amen. And never fails to bear fruit. Who are you helping? Who are we ministering to? Who are we talking to? Who are we shedding our light? Right? We are the light. We are the light. So if we're not worrying about anything, we're just going about, we're just doing what it is that we're supposed to do. And our Father is taking care of us. Amen? That was the 14th most requested. Number 13. Let me put that down here for you guys. Number 13. and 25. And Luke 12:25 says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Do you know that when you worry, you actually lose time? When you're worried, and when we are worried, and when we are thinking about some things, and when we are going through so much, time actually flies by, and we are so caught up in the worrying factor that we lose time. We lose precious moments to be able to just say, God, I give you this. I can't worry. I can't. And some days I do. Some days I still have the worry factor. And that's why I'm so excited for this. Amen? Because this is helping me. You guys have no idea how much this is helping me as well. Number 12, y'all. And you know what? I was going so fast and I wanted to make sure it was out there so fast. Here it is. Luke. Luke 12:25. Amen. Number 12, guys, is Romans. Number 12 is Romans 8:31. And Romans 8:31 reads, and I love this. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Not even me. I can't even be against myself. If God is for me, the plans that he has for me is still going to come to pass. Whether I choose to follow through, whether I choose to do what it is that I'm supposed to do, and eventually every knee shall bow, shall walk and know that our Father is the head honcho. Number 11 is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. That was Proverbs 3:5-6. Number 10 is Psalm 23:4. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That was number 10, guys. Number 9. Number 9. Oh, okay, Matthew. We have Matthew, guys. Number 9 is Matthew. Matthew 6:34. Matthew 6:34. And I said this. I said this earlier. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I can't worry what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I can't worry what clothing I'm going to wear tomorrow. I can't worry what the traffic is going to be like tomorrow. I can't worry about the snow blizzard that is supposed to come tonight into tomorrow. I can't worry about that. I can thank God and give God glory and honor and praise right now at this moment for where I am. Amen. And we just gonna let him go ahead and work it out. Because won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. All right, number 8, y'all. Number 8. And let's see. I'm just looking at trying to keep the watch, So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to filter through. We're going to do number 8. I'm going to do This Is My Exodus. And then we're going to go ahead and we are going to say goodnight. Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining in with me. Here it is, guys. Philippians. Philippians 4:6-7. That's spelled wrong. Philippians. Here it is. Philippians 4:6-7. But do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. that goes into lay all your burdens down. Amen. Lay your burdens down and leave them there. Number seven. Number seven is Psalm 55:22. Psalm 55:22, and that reads, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I've never seen a righteous forsaken, or what is it? Or baking bread. Yes, I've never seen the righteous be shaken or baking bread, meaning he keeps us in perfect peace and he supplies the things that we need. It ain't a shrimp dinner, but amen, it is something on that table. Right? Guys, that was number seven. Number six is Matthew, and I just want to make sure I put them up there for the people who are going back. If you are watching, and catch all of them, I would try my best to put them all inside of the caption. If you're on the podcast, I'll try my best to put them all in there so you guys can see them. Okay. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? I love this. Let's do it again. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body. What will you wear? Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? So, guys, here's a shameless plug. I listen to the scriptures, and I follow the, message. I love the message because the message is like Bible for dummies. So it breaks it down into a language that I can understand. And I can tell you that that is from the message, just by the way it is written. And I think I probably read that already. In the message context. I love that. The fifth most looked up verse, scripture, on worrying comes from 2 Thessalonians, right? 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And it reads, now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every way. The Lord will be with all of you. Not just me. Not just you. All of us. He will be with all of us, no matter what it is that we're going through. That was number five, guys. And number four comes from Colossians 3:15. And Colossians 3:15 reads, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as a member of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. We were called to peace, not worry, not anxiety, not tension, not stress. The third most requested, guys, is coming from 1 Peter 5:7. First Peter 5:7 reads, cast all of your anxiety on him. Because he cares for you. I love that. That's like a parent, like a mother, like a father. Like, baby, what's the matter? What are you going through? Come on. Let's work this thing out. Let's see how we can get this together. Right? That is the third most looked up scripture on worry. And the second, y'all, comes from John 14:27. And it reads, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Peace I leave with you. Peace. You can go to sleep at night. Peace. You can be calm. Peace. You don't have to worry. Amen. because that's what he gave us. So we're going to leave the number one most looked about for worry and fear. We're going to go ahead and we're going to leave that to the end, okay? So as promised, I promised you guys that I was going to play, and I am going to before we say goodnight, because we are coming up on the end. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to find it, y'all. My Exodus. My Exodus, okay? 1 second. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Thank you for joining me. You guys know I love you so much. I thought that I would have it. So, all right, here it is, guys. Deliver me. Deliver me. Love you guys so much, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you so much for joining in tonight. We will go over the number one most requested or most looked up scripture on worry, shortly, or how to deal with worry. Here it is, y'all. Deliver me. This is my Exodus.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hold in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hold in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is I'm a different man. Bring it on down.
soul. Now, when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for Cleandria.
Most looked up on Word is the one and only 28:30, and it says, "Come to me, all you who are come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So one of the things that we have to understand is that when we cast all of our cares on our Father and when we humbly submit to Him, He then gets up underneath, right, and carries that burden. So even though we may feel like we're so worried and we're so stressed out, our Father is carrying that. We just have to humbly submit ourselves to Him. That's it. All right, so I want to thank you guys so much. That was so good. I enjoyed that. I want to thank you guys so, so much for being here. I want to thank you guys for being here with me. I want to thank you guys for just being and just allowing me to come into your homes. I love that the most. So you guys know, be sure to join in tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we enter into the V-Spot. I will be there. I have some amazing things to talk to you guys about. We have some stuff to look up, and I may possibly have a guest, which I am very, very excited about. Okay, so the same way we come in is the same way that we go out. And remember, here it is, y'all. V1, the only, my uncle, your uncle, our uncle, the one and only Jonathan Nelson, reminding us that we must believe, right? We have to believe. We have to put the fear, the worry, the doubt away, and we must believe that our Father will make sure that we are okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull that up. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's experience. And thank you guys for waiting for me to come in. As always, I love you guys so much, and there is nothing that you can do about it. Please remember to be safe, be saved, and be sure in who you are. I love you guys. Mask up, be safe, continue to practice social distancing. And if nobody has told you today, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, guys. Come on, everybody, get your feet hanging. Let's go, come on.
I trust in you. So long.